that you relax with me in this safe hypnotic place and take that pleasantly useful course in having a specific response to using two fingers to lightly tap, tap, tap the back of your neck, or any other place you choose, inner wrist, back of hand. It's all about what's comfort for you and unobtrusive enough that you can use it whenever you want. So keep that in mind as we continue. Take a moment to envision, or maybe just to feel, the nervous system that moves through your body, the complex circuitry of you. Most commonly, we think of it as a crisscrossing web of intricate circuits flowing through our whole form. But there are certain important points, nexuses, crossroads, and junctions. If you could follow these, one, or the third one, or the fifth one, they're all lined up next to each other like a braided and brilliant web of crisscrossing circuitry. But we can feel both the soles of our feet and the tops of our heads at the same time. That's that crisscrossing circuitry. It's wired to your brain. You have a sensor system, as any device might. So, all of our senses, even with our eyes closed or our ears stopped, all of our senses but one would still leave us touch. Touch with the air around us. Touch with the surface of us. Touch to send a signal, even with your eyes closed and your ears shut up. There's something poetic to it. But as I said, if there was 1, 3, 9, 23, a huge number of circuit lines that you might dial down, and if it were your job to punch this in, one after another, well, my voice is doing that work in the same way that sound, the ancient screech of the dial tone, or distant, calibrated audio information, crisscrossing circuitry. Even with our eyes closed, our ears stopped, we receive the sound signal and it dials some of those lines. It's natural. We think of it as intricate sensors for hot and cold. You can certainly visualize what the sensations would be like, flowing through you, moving through you, from stimulus up to the kind of sensation where you pull your hand or foot or extremity away, because you're like, oh, I'm not sure what that sensation is, and then you reassess. When you let the long toll of the day fall upon you, poor exhausted babe, trying to know which number to dial on that big sheaf of nerve-ending signals, number 1, or 3, or 9, or 23, or 7, and on. And if you could dial the signal in perfectly, you wouldn't need me. It's just that my voice contains the instructions for building that signal code into you, so later when you tap, 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 independent of me, useful function remains.